everyone. We're up to Masechta Terumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. V'tarmin Shemin Shal Zeisim Hanichboshim. You're allowed to mafish Shemin Shal Zeisim Hanichboshin Hanichboshin. What's Nichboshin? What does that mean? Let's see here. Zeisim Meluchim. Nichboshin means olives that have been salted, uchivushim, pickled, b'yayin or b'chaymetz. In wine and vinegar.
The Mishnah before this one.
What? We had no problem. No. There's nothing new. There's nothing new to discuss. We went to the Rav. We went to the Kahati. Yeah. Okay. So what's there's no what's the problem? It is what it is.
Yeah.
There are two types. There are two types of hafrashas. What's going on?
Yeah, fixing again.
Oh.
The
tardim original is shemen al zeitz mechanech boshim pickled zeitz meluchim mechavushim bein yain wine ibchemitz vinegar kadesh sheiskaimu v'chashivei davar shenigmaron melach v'chashivei davar shenigmaron. We consider this to be complete. We consider pickled olives to be complete oil. Therefore, since it is you'll be mafish wine upon grapes, last size some to make them tzimukim raisins. So these are considered to be things which are complete. What are they complete?
What did it say here?
It says that you're allowed to be mafish oil.
Oil on.
When it's pickled, when you put olives in pickling juice, even though if you put the grapes,
you have one thing here, shemen, and you have zeisim and achbashim.
Right.
What are the two things here?
Well, oil and olives.
I said that. But right. The next sentence for yain,
you're allowed to be mafish. Here's a cup of wine. This should be true for the raisins.
It says al novim lasa simukim.
An novim, which you're planning, which you are in the process of turning into raisins. Grapes that are in the process, they're
so
in storage.
So it's simukim. The yayin al
no, because it's not yet. It's not yet a raisin. They're not yet raisins. They are grapes. Right now, this present moment in time, they are grapes. So basically, what you're doing is you're being mafresh from yayin on anovim. And we learned in the
chair. Look, I can't even sit back.
If you have
next case.
Meat war. The gear says Misha taught him shemen al zaysim. Person smafes shemen oil al zaysim lachila for eating. The zaysim al zaysim lachila viayin and wine al anavim leachila vanavim and grapes al anavim leachila vinim lachila. You change your mind ludorchan in term litrim. You don't know. You don't need to be mafresh. Now what does it mean exactly over here? Ain tzach litrim hoil
fish. Term shemen al zaysim.
Shemen al zaysim lachila, which is a no. You're not allowed to do.
Term shemen on zaysim. What I'm allowed. Yeah.
No, that you're not allowed to do. V'zeisim al hazeisim lachila. You are allowed to zeisim al zeisim lachila. V'yayin al anavim lachila. V'anavim al anavim lachila. V'nim lach. You change your mind. Dorchan. You then change your mind. You're going to press it. Ein etzach l'torim. Now what is it over here? Hoil since v'chi kotorim shaper kotorim shari ba'is ha'shaha.
You said this case.
Okay, they're all good. So, but then we learned the only time it's no good. The only time you're not allowed to be mafresh shemen al zeisim is only when it's a shemen. Ein time a shemen al zeisim hanichtoshim. There's only one case you're not allowed to be mafresh. That is shemen on zeis and nichtoshim in this case. That's the only time you're not allowed to be mafresh shemen on zeisim. But shemen on zeisim stam, shemen harei mishtarim shemen al zeisim lachila, you're allowed to do. Okay, there's nothing wrong, there's no harm done, that's what it says. You're allowed to be mafresh shemen al zeisim shalachila, zeisim al zeisim lachila, yayin al dam lachila, yayin al dam lachila, hanimach lachim in the shachalu tarim. You don't need to be mafresh, you don't do the second time. 222 over here, you have hamafresh mehem truma. Okay, ein tzarech here I have over here mafresh mehem shu. I have over here anovim shoyimdim lachila. I have grapes. I mafresh some grapes lachila, and then I change my mind. And then v'nim lach meleichlam also mehem yayin. So now the question is, do I need to be mafresh truma a second time? Since normally you know what. This case, end of the Mishnah, you change your mind. No, not smukim. It's a regular case. I have grapes, and I'm planning.
Which case?
This case right here. Here, anavim alavim leachila. V'nimlach aladarcha. You change your mind. Ain't it
sochli? You change your mind to do what?
To make it into wine. You change your mind to make the grapes into wine. I have here grapes.
Still good.
It's still good. I do not need to do it a second time.
Right.
Vaita. Ein tar min midavar shenigmar melachtoi al davar shaloi nigmar melachtoi. Midavar what's nigmar melachtoi? Shenis mareach bekuif. It's been smoothed out in the silo. Nigmar melachtoi means that the time of hafrasha smishos
so
has begun.
When you bring it into the house or something.
No, it means the silo. It says Yeshua Melachta means Mudavash and Ismarech the Kree.
So once you bring it into the house, you can't. Actually, once you bring it into the house, you can't do Truma anymore. You can't do any Truma Samaises, I think.
Why can't you?
Because once it comes into the house.
No.
It's too late.
Not too late. Never too late. It's never too late, except for when it's too late.
Never too late.
It's never too late, except there's always an exception to the rule.
Uh-huh. You're the exception? Yeah.
Ein tarmin midavar shenigmar melachtoi al davar shloi nigmar melachtoi. You're not going to be mavishos shenigmar melachtoi. That means what? Midavar shenismarech b'kri. Something which has been smoothed out in a silo.
Ein tarmin midavar shenigmar melachtoi al davar shloi nigmar melachtoi. Shloi
nigmar. Lo midavar shloi nigmar melachtoi al davar shenigmar melachtoi. Lo midavar shloi nigmar melachtoi al davar
shloi. Whoa. Al davar shloi nigmar melachtoi.
Shenigmar melachtoi. Floi davar shloi nigmar melachtoi al davar shloi nig. Two negatives. Also no good. If you did, it's okay with the Evet, it's okay with the Evet. Okay, we did the whole thing. Want to ask the whole thing? Ain't Tarmin, we tell Allah, Tarmin, and Mavish, and Tarmin, 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 and
Tarmin, and
Tarmin, and Tarmin, and Tarmin, and Tarmin, and Tarmin, and Tarmin, and Tarmin, and Tarmin, and Tarmin, and Tarmin, and Tarmin, and Tarmin, and Tarmin, Eagle shall develop
a cake.
It's a round cake of dvela of figs. Shenitma miktsasai. Some of them tell me. See these figs are tell me the whitest tell me. Shenitma miktsasai. Tore min hatar sheyesh be latame. Tore min hatar sheyesh be latame sheyesh be. You'll have to be mafresh from the tahar on the tame. Oh, how could that be? So what does it say over here in the Rav? The Rav over here says. Doesn't say why. What's the lamnas? What's the picture? What does the picture over here say? Look. Kishnaga tuma be'elu v'tumesam v'tim asan lo nitmu ho acheros. The others do not become contaminated. Truma yachol hafresh truma min hatoheros alatmeos from what is tahar on tame. Okay, good.
It's against the fresh Mishnah.
So what does it mean? In tahar min hatoheros alatame. They mean hatoheros alatame. Oh, the tahar which must truma. This is an exception. It's good b'diavet. Ain't tarmin me tohar alatame the tarmu trumas and shuman the emesam halachalam ayisai ha eagle shall develop shnitma and misasai tarmin atar. Okay, so this is an exception. This is an exception. No, I'm not. BMS Samuel Eagle shall develop Shnidma Mitsasi Terminator Al Mesh Terminator Shesh Al Tam.
BMS
is the halacha. Every time it's the word BMS, every time it means this is the halacha.
BMS Abru Ha Eagle shall develop Shnidma Mitsasi Terminal Tar Shesh.
So if this becomes Tamay.
This sounds like Lechatchila, you're allowed to do this.
Yeah.
But we just said that you can't.
This is the exception. Obviously, this is the exception. The aguda shall yorok of vegetables. V'chein areima. What's aguda shall yorok? Aguda shall yorok. V'chein areima. Tzrichi. We need these chidushim. Areima. Here is a pile of aguda. I'm sorry, aguda. V'chein aguda. Shel Yorok. Here it is. Here is vegetables. You have Naguda, and one becomes Tamei here.
Achas.
You see, this is white, and this you let me mafish minatohar ala Tamei, and Narema Shalitma Mikzasa pile. Some of these have become Tamei, his Torah, I'm allowed to be mafish Shuma, and what's Tamei? And why do we need, what's the Chiddush? Once we know when it comes to the Dvela, why is it necessary for the Tana to teach us the same thing with regard to the Aguda Shel Yorok?
Okay.
And we have this is the Arema Shlidma. Aita. We need to teach you these two chidushim. Why? Di ash minon igul. If you have minon, say igul shashukul guvechad toyim agudas toyim. If you only say the case of igul, they're all stuck to each other. They're glued to each other. The mele you can be mafresh minat ha'el pamim. When it comes to an aguda, but aguda nachmol. It's one tfusa. Hello? It's one collection.
Yeah.
You're spacing out.
I'm waiting for you to figure this out.
What's but tfusa achas okay? Three cases. Basically three cases. Okay, the vision is very easy.
Three cases. Why do we need all three?
Because each one has a different level, each one is looser. This is glued to each other. This it's not glued, but at least it's tied to each other. And here it's nothing, there's no connection. So I would think that these are called separate, you now be mavish from one another. Basically what the Mishnah is telling us is that when the only time we have a how we apply the halacha, you now be mavish min ha-torah la-torah, is only when they are disparate objects. Disparate. Is that the way you pronounce the word? How do you pronounce the word?
I don't know, but you're definitely pronouncing it right.
I am pronouncing
dispersed.
It right. No, disparate. You want to see?
Not out of here.
Okay. It's telling you there are three different things. Three different things. They're stuck to each other, they're tied to each other, and they're piled. In each one of these three things, the halacha is you are allowed to be mafresh min hatar al hatame. Okay, that's it. Right. Next. Next. Let's say we have two igulim. We have two of these fellows, or two piles. Two agudos, two of these things, two agudos, ushteremos, achas tmevi achas tera. What? A pile. An arem is a pile. Add that to your vocabulary. How you stay igulim, shnei agudos, shnei aremos, achas tmevi achas tera. Lo.
Igulim?
This is called an aguda. This is an aguda.
This is an aguda?
Aguda.
What's an agulim?
Aguda.
What's an agulim?
Eagle is this cake, a cake of dried figs.
This is an aguda, this is an agulim, and this is an
arema. Very good, you learned something today. Very good. How you shnei igulim? You have two igulim, two of these fellows. Shnei igulim, shtei agudos, two agudos, shtei aremos, achas tenea v'achas tohira, lo yisroim. Mize al zeh, you now let me mafish from one on the other. Then it's no matter what. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Tarmin min hator al tamei, you're always allowed to be mafish min hator al tamei. Okay, he has a different understanding of the halacha. Omer Tarmin lechatchila. He disagrees with the opening line in the Mishnah Perek Beis. Lechatchila min hator al tamei, deloi gozer, Rabbi Eliezer shema yovel litroi mishlo min amukuf. Ve'ein halacha k'ri Rabbi Eliezer, we do not paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. The only reason why we don't generally, with the lechatchila, now that he's telling us the reason, is because gezeira, this is an important thing, it's kedai to learn this Mishnah, to know this halacha. The reason why you're not allowed to be termin, min hator al tamei, is because gezeira shema yitroi mishlo min amukuf. You might be mafish when they're not together. Ain Tarman Shlom and Amukav. You see? Two different rooms. Here is room A, here is room B. So you're not allowed to be mafresh from one room on another room, even if they're both tar. Even if they are both tar. Are you with me? You're not allowed to be mafresh. The Mela, therefore, even if, let's say they're both in the same exact room, and one is tummy, one is tar. That's why the Mishnah says you're not allowed to be mafresh, because if we're going to allow you to do it today, tomorrow you're going to come to do it. You'll do it when it's shaloi min ha-mukav, because generally
we said the can't.
It's machlokes. Machlokes. Ain't no. If it's two separate things, you're not allowed to do it.
You can't do it, but if you do it, it's good.
Bidiavet.
So
these things you can do lechatchila. This you can do lechatchila. This you can do lechatchila. This you can do lechatchila. But if you have two separate ones, you can't do it.
So why can I do this lechatchila?
Because they're attached to each other. That's why. Chazal would not go in this instance. In this instance, since they're connected to each other, it's too much of a tirchah to say that you can't do it. So therefore, Chazal said, since me ikar had, then you can do it. The letter of the law allows you to be mafresh min ha-torah l'tamei. It allows you to do so. The reason why Chazal say you should generally not do so is because if you let you do it today, tomorrow you may come to do it shaloi min hamukov. It's a gzera. It's a gzera. If we're going to let you do it today, tomorrow you're going to come to it shaloi min hamukov. Therefore, Chazal did not want you to do it. Good, you got it?
Got it.
Next halacha. In terms of this is categorically forbidden. Gidali babish min atame. Menatameh. You're not only mavish menatameh. What time is it? And my watch broke. 7:40 after. Now use this for a watch also. This is alts. Smein tarmin minatame alatayim yashu natam natavim tarmin shagig. If you did a tar shagig, true master chumba. You now be mavish min hatame alatar. Okay, is that simple?
Yeah.
Hello, bim tam. Let's say you did it shagig. If it was done by accident, no, that was tohar alatame. Don't mix up the cases. No, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Ein tam minatam alatame bim tam shagig true master chumba. Amazing. The amazing low also. The amazing low also. Klum. It's not. It's not chal. Period. The chain nu halach a ben Levi shahayu le ma'aser tevel, a ben Levi which has in his possession ma'aser that's tevel, a ben Levi that's ma'aser that's tevel. He gave a ma'aser. Now he has to mafresh with ma'aser. Hayu mafresh shalav ha'olich. If he was, and he was mafresh shalav ha'olich, what do you mean he was mafresh shalav ha'olich? And he was being mafresh. Shoygeg ma'asher osui osui. Now what do you mean he did? Hayu mafresh shalav ha'olich. Hayu mafresh mizeh al shor ma'aser osof. Okay, so what happened? Ma'aser tevel, ma'aser rishon shalil trumim trumoso. How you mafresh shalav ha'olich? How you mafresh mizel shor ma'aser osof? So what's the problem? Shoygeg, if he does it by accident, ma'asher osu osu. Meizid loy osu klum. Im ha yudei no. Okay, what is the? Is there a picture over here? No, there's no picture. Ma'asher osu 28. Where's 28? Here it is. Ben Levi. Here's the Ben Levi. Shoyle ma'aser tevel. How you mafresh shalav ha'olich? Ha-ha-levi ha-yamafesh chumas ma'aser min achitim shabarim azu al kol ma'asroysav chitim shalachir. Okay, so he has over here ma'aser shlodidim in chumas ma'aser. And ha-levi ha-yamafesh chumas ma'aser min achitim shabarim azu al kol ma'asroys chitim achirim shakibil. I raise a mafresh min atari and atari im ho yashrei gimash asofi. Okay, same exact thing. Give me a pile. Look. Get a pile. You see this pile?
Yep.
I want to finish the mission. See this pile? This pile became tame. And I kept it in the closet. Every time the Levi receives meiser, he has an obligation to give chumas meiser. So he says, okay, whatever is in the closet, a few kernels should be chumas meiser for this. Let's eat. Let's dine.
What's this?
That's designated as the Trumas Meiser. He has in the closet a pile of wheat.
That's tummy.
That's, no, that's not, it turns out that it's tummy. Right, it was discovered that it was tummy. And every so often he gets a new shipment of Meiser. So he says, let's eat lunch now, and I have to be Mafis Trumas Meiser. So whatever's in the closet, a small percent of what's in the closet should be Trumas Meiser for what we're now about to eat. And he does this continuously, does this for weeks on end until he makes the calculation that now all of the grain inside of the closet will be all truma on behalf of all of the mice that he has received for the last couple of weeks. But then he discovers that what's in the closet was tame. He discovers that it was a dead sheretz, that it was tame. And he knows for a fact, based upon information, that it was tame from the very, very beginning. It was tame from the very start. So it turns out that l'mafreya, every single time he was mafresh chumas meiser, he was being mafresh menat tomei alatar. It turns out, so we just learned that you're not allowed to do that. That it's categorical even ein tomei menat tomei alatar. So that's exactly what it says when it comes to the Ben Levi, that this halacha is not only true when it comes to the Yisrael who's mafresh chumas gedola.
Ben Levi shei mafresh
chumas shahayilei meiser tevel. He has ma'aser tevel, meaning he has, and he was continuously designating this as. And then he discovers that it was tamei. Mash also nasally also loyal. You don't remember? If you knew,
if you knew, then you forgot.
You knew, then you forgot. If I knew, it's tamei. I know that it's tamei, but then I forgot. So since you had a yidin in the very beginning, that indeed this was tameh, and then you forgot, then it's called nezid, and shutevel or shahu tameh, avol b'shoshu b'shoshu tameh yishayi shahu shutevel or shutameh, have a shoygeg kard of lemezid. This is called shoygeg kard of lemezid, the loy also loy klum. Okay, so up to Mishnah Gimel, very good. Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, moving right along. Hopefully we can finish this Masechta before I go to Eretz Yisrael.